All right, we were all happy that the Big Ten is back. There was some chaos. There was some concern over the weekend. But you have to accept that there's going to be the scenario that somebody could be out of the lineup for to get into the 21-day Big Ten protocol, and that is hit close to home with Nebraska's opponent this weekend. Graham Mertz is done. He will not play this weekend. He has tested positive for a second time for COVID. So this unpredictable season, injuries, COVID, how you react to playing on the road in empty stadiums, or how do you react to playing at home in an empty stadium? We all wanted it. We're getting it. And we're going to see the impact this weekend as Wisconsin will be without their starting quarterback. We now wait to find out, will they be without their next quarterback? Chase Wolf was not at practice yesterday. What does that mean? And he has tested positive. So we'll wait to hear what his result is. And Wisconsin could be down to their third/fourth string running back. Get ready for a lot of Wildcat. And then get ready for a lot of remembrances of the 2010 season when Nebraska was beat up. I think they were missing 35 offensive guys. Well, okay, maybe just Martinez and Lee. And Nebraska was a heavy favorite, went to Iowa State. They were banged up. And Sean Watson did not overthink things. He had Rex Burkhead play Wildcat for a good chunk of that first half. And Burkhead was great in that first half. Cody Green was ineffective, if you remember that game. But they used Burkhead in the Wildcat to some success. And then the offensive line played well. You know, there was an offensive line that was banged up going into that game in Ames. And Helu, he just seemed like he would just lean on the offensive line and they would just push forward and he'd have 4 to 5 yards. I mean, that's Wisconsin. That's Wisconsin football. I think Wisconsin will have Groshek heavily out of the Wildcat. I mean, he's played that position before, in high school. Chad the Cop sharing the nugget with me. Threw for over 5,200 yards, 72 touchdowns, rushed for 4,200 yards, and 57 touchdowns. He won the high school award in Wisconsin as the best quarterback. At Wisconsin, he's a running back. So expect a lot of him, but expect the same out of Wisconsin. They're not live and die with their quarterback. They are live and die with the line of scrimmage. In the last 2 years, they've been able to line it up and run the football. They have an identity. They don't make mistakes. They stop the run. Now, can you stress them more than you've ever stressed them before when it comes to Wisconsin trying to stop the run? Maybe with this circus wire act of two quarterbacks? You could. They'll have some film. We'll see how they'll react. But now the reaction is pretty swift across the board about, Wisconsin's season is done. There is discussion in Lincoln. Matt Lubick is talking today. Eric Chenander is talking today as well. We will share that information with you. Yesterday, Adrian Martinez spoke. And, of course, he was asked about the two quarterbacks. Now, Luke McCaffrey had 87 yards rushing, 55 yards passing. And at times it was a little bit of playground football. Hey, you go here, you go there. Hey, I'm open, I'm up here. It kind of had that feel like you were in the backyard or you were at your favorite lot that was playing playground football. Adrian was asked about it, and he said, I think we make a great team. You don't sense that there's tension between the two, but do you get the sense that Adrian Martinez is biting his lip when he is asked about that arrangement? Because in that arrangement, wouldn't you rather be Luke McCaffrey? Luke McCaffrey's got a good deal right now. He can go and play quarterback, he can play running back, he can play wide receiver. He's the Swiss Army knife. Martinez is just the quarterback. Here is Don to kick off the hour. Don, thanks for holding. Welcome to the show.
OG, long time.
Don Juan, how you doing, my man?
Man, it is what it is in 2020, man.
It's, I know.
Nothing is guaranteed, nothing is promised, man. And, we bless for every opportunity that we have, including calling in on the Gary Sharp Show.
I appreciate it, Don.
Hey, and the thing I wanted to say, though, is you just hit on a couple points I wanted to touch on. And the main one was it does not matter who Wisconsin has playing quarterback. You know, for me, you know, I heard a lot of people talking about last week's quarterback, and, you know, he was looking like Joe Montana and Dan Marino. Sorry about that, man. But, you know, the only one I know is Russell Wilson. So, and the other thing I do know about that is that, you know, they have the winning advantage over us. So we just have to, you know, all hands on deck and by any means get this win. Now, the thing I wanted to ask you was, I remember that there was a young man, I think his name was Williams, that they, Wisconsin had recruited out of Lincoln, a defensive lineman, nose tackle or something like that,
yep.
I think.
Bryson Williams.
I'm not too sure, but I do know that I think that he had, was injured last year. So I just wanted to know, you know, was he back? And then the last thing I wanted to say, because you just brought this point up to me, about the two coaches that they got talking today. Man, guys, I apologize once again that I would like to ask a question, you know, for. And the thing that I think is, first of all, with the defensive backs being back so much now, is that the decision of the defensive coordinator or the defensive back coach, right? And then with the wide receivers, now the same guy that recruited them is the same guy that's not able to coach him. So I just want to get your opinion on that.
Well,
thank you very much.
Hey, Don, thanks for the call, and always great to hear from you. Let's first of all, Bryson Williams is the Lincoln product that they recruited. He is back. He did get banged up last year. Their defensive line is pretty good. I mean, there'll be some great matchups along that line of scrimmage for their defensive line going up against Nebraska's defensive line. Cam Jurgens is going to have a busy day. He might be one of the more important guys on that Nebraska offense. But let's talk about Nebraska's game plan against Ohio State in terms of the cushion they gave to Ohio State wide receivers. Ohio State wide receivers are great. I mean, they're five-star guys. They're running all over the place. Yes, it looked like it was 7-on-7. I think Nebraska in that game, they didn't want to get beat over the top. They wanted to keep everything in front of them and make tackles. And you saw Fields used crossers, used the middle, exploited some of the linebackers where they wanted to be. The other part of that, when you use that philosophy, then when you get an opportunity to tackle guys or make plays, or when they stretch you, you've got to be better. That was one of the worst days of safety play I've seen a Nebraska football team in a long time. They just weren't good. There were too many hiccups for a unit that I thought you wouldn't have to worry a lot about. Now, they're not, as a whole, the best position group in the Big Ten. But you didn't expect some of the things that happened on Saturday, whether it be just bad technique plays, bad decision-making. You did not expect those at all. And when you play a team like Ohio State that's got Justin Fields, who for the most part was able to stand in the pocket and survey the situation, and wide receivers that run really, really good routes and catch the ball when it's thrown in the radius, you can't make mistakes. And Nebraska didn't want to get beat over the top. They got beat over the top. And then when they got exploited underneath, they were not there to make plays. Guys that had opportunities to make plays did not make plays. They just were not in position to intercept balls or to break up balls. And when you're playing Ohio State and you have Justin Fields, he's going to be 20 of 21 when he really doesn't have that many challenges when he's trying to find his wide receivers. Now, he threw some really nice balls that the only way it was going to be completed was the wide receiver was going to catch it. But there were other times that Nebraska was in position to knock the ball away, and they didn't knock the ball away. They weren't even in a good position. I imagine that will change. I said this on Big Red Overreaction. I don't think Travis Fisher slept very well Saturday night. His group didn't play well. And they're going to have to play exceptionally well at the beginning of the first half before you get Cam Taylor-Britt and Williams back. I mean, this is a great opportunity for Farmer and Newsom that will get a chance to fill in while those guys are on the sidelines, sitting out their first half suspension. And I imagine what you'll see is you'll see Cam Taylor-Britt and Deontay Williams will be like coaches. They'll be pacing back and forth. It actually might do them okay. Now, granted, Wisconsin's game plan is going to change. If Wisconsin comes in here and throws the ball more than 10 times, that's Wisconsin's game plan. Now, if Wisconsin all of a sudden has to come in here with a guy that has not played quarterback at Wisconsin since 2018, if he's the, you know, the primary quarterback, not Groshek, the Wildcat running back, and he has to throw it more than 20 times, that's a perfect recipe for Nebraska. But I imagine you'll see both of those guys on the sidelines in the first half. They'll be coaching. They'll get a chance to watch and see how the game unfolds. And then once they're in, got to go make plays. Got to be better than you were on Saturday against Ohio State. There's two things that I was pretty confident when I left the studio on Friday that I would see. That the defensive backfield would be okay. It would be fine. It would not be one of those areas where you'd go, man, Nebraska struggled. And if I have to find reasons why Nebraska lost, they would fit into that category. And that Dedrick Mills would only carry the ball 9 times. Now, I know just scanning here on Twitter, there has been discussion by Matt Lubick today about Wandale Robinson and getting him more touches. We'll tell you what he said specifically about Nebraska's best offensive threat when you return. Graham Mertz out for Wisconsin. Thing about Saturday, now this will turn into, I think, a power game. This is a Zach Duvall special. Is if you watched the Big Ten this weekend, some broadcasts had the crowd mic or their parabolic mics on the field were up really, really hot. You heard the popping of the pads. Like the Minnesota-Michigan game, which was an extremely physical game, I think you'll get the same soundtrack of Saturday in Lincoln for Nebraska and Wisconsin. What did Matt Lubick say? What did Eric Chenander say? We'll deliver those nuggets when you return. Gary Sharp Show, now about 15 minutes away from Andy Kendi joining us. Andy's a Badger fan. No, just kidding. But he does have some insight on this Wisconsin program. He'll join us at 12:30.